Today, Kiwi home prices continue to drift lower. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Well, now this post covering finance and property news. Well, we've been highlighting the fact that New Zealand is in a bit of a bind with high interest rates, a recession, and home prices continuing to fall as a result. In fact, amidst the raft of policy changes, the renewed weakness in New Zealand's home values continued to fall in June, according to CoreLogic's House Price Index, which fell 0.5%, taking the quarterly change to a fall of 0.8%. The month-on-month decline was the largest drop in prices since June 2023 and continues a trend of minor falls seen in recent months, they said. Over the past 12 months to June, New Zealand house prices actually are up 1.8%, which is around a $16,000 boost to home owner wealth. The annual rise reflects the earlier but temporary 3.2% rise in prices between September 23 and March 24. The previous momentum stalled as high mortgage interest rates continued to restrict housing credit demand. In fact, each of the main centres recorded flat to falling prices over the month, with both Christchurch and Dunedin experiencing no change in June, and they are actually the best performers. CoreLogic's New Zealand head of research, Nick Goodall, said the last 12 months could be described as a dead cat bounce, with confidence perhaps misjudging the trajectory for mortgage interest rates. Inflation has remained sticky, particularly domestically, as the RBNZ has stayed true to their commitment of using monetary policy to bring consumer prices under control. It looks as though interest rates could stay high for longer, restricting borrower numbers and lending amounts. In May, 24% of new residential mortgage lending was from borrowers changing bank loan providers. This is the second largest share on record, below only March 23, when 26% of new mortgage lending was associated with refinancing, switching banks. The two-year average is 20%, and in December 2023, the share was as low as 18%. He went on to say, this change illustrates the persistent low levels of real estate transactions as a source of new mortgages for banks. With such a competitive lending environment, it's no surprise to see borrowers seeking out the best deals as lenders work hard to retain borrowers and to attract new customers away from their competitors. In June, Auckland's negative turn was prolonged down 1.2% over the month, and that took the quarterly fall to down 2.6%. That's the largest quarterly drop in prices since August 2023, and the rate of value falls across Auckland's submarkets was relatively consistent. He went on to say, despite strong population growth due to high net migration, Auckland property values are going through a renewed period of weakness as a long-term improvement in supply following strong new dwelling growth and an uplift in properties listed for sale suppresses vendor power when matched with cautious and composed buyers. The Wellington area is defined by very mixed results, though, with a weakness emerging in Wellington City and the Hutt region. In fact, the 1.5% decline over June in Upper Hutt appears to be the beginning of a trend, while values in Lower Hutt have been effectively tracking sideways since the start of the year. Mr. Goodall said that while nervousness remains around the capital, as further details of public sector job cuts emerge, large-scale job losses have yet to materialise, so this uncertainty is unlikely to have a major impact on recent property price movements, at least so far. There's also caution among both owners and prospective buyers when it comes to making a significant financial commitment, such as buying a first home, upgrading their current house, or purchasing rental property, so that will translate to reduced demand, he said. And turning to the main urban centres, there aren't actually many experiencing any real growth. The likes of Invercargill was up 2.1% and Queenstown up 1.2%, bucked the broad trend of flat or declining values. Affordability challenges exist all across the country. While some of the smaller centres may also suffer from net negative migration swings as young people head offshore with the promise of greater opportunities or simply an overseas experience, added Mr. Goodall. And looking ahead, he said that there had been a number of changes attracting the attention of homeowners. While the 1st of July signals a raft of regulatory changes, they're unlikely to have a significant impact on the market either way. The shortening of the bright line test for 2 years could see a further lift in already high listing levels, while the loosening of LVR policies is unlikely to see a flood of now eligible buyers emerge. Meanwhile, the formalised debt-to-income ratio limits are effectively non-binding, while overall lending is contained by high interest rates. For that reason, a firm focus remains on the Reserve Bank's next meeting in mid-July. Recent adjustments to inflation expectations easing is promising, but the bank is likely wanting to see firm evidence before truly debating a cut to the official cash rate. On the flip side, there's little to suggest the official cash rate could be increased, with the economy barely recovering from the recent double-dip recession. The decision could be a quick and easy one from the Reserve Bank, therefore, to keep the cash rate on hold. Mortgage holders should continue to prepare for similar levels of interest rates for the rest of the year, and homeowners for the market upturn to underwhelm, especially with job security now declining, he concluded, which I think is a pretty accurate summary of where we are in New Zealand. Households are under pressure, interest rates are going to stay high for longer, and there is little expectation, in my view, of any rate cuts until next year. That's going to put more downward pressure on the housing market. And of course, we've also noted an easing of migration and more people leaving the country. So that could be another downdraft ahead. Households who bought earlier when rates were lower are under significant pressure. And therefore, the housing market, I think, will continue to struggle for some time. And meanwhile, the Reserve Bank of New Zealand will hold to its squeezing path for some time to come yet. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.